This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Sharitz and Shaoning. Now, if you're driving back from your Hari Raya weekend, we hope you're taking extra care to keep safe on the roads, because during this Raya festive season, the death toll on the roads has climbed to 189. Now, Selangor had the highest number of accidents, just over 4,700. Johor had 2,781 and KL had just over 2,000 accidents. Last year, 235 deaths were recorded by the end of the season, so please take care. Now, aside from that, several Aboriginals in Kampung Kuala Koh, Kelantan have died. Authorities have attributed the deaths to lung infection or pneumonia, but there are some conflicting accounts about the number of deaths.
Yeah, so according to the police, three people have died of lung infections, but some charities like Sahabat Jariah have insisted that the death toll is at least 15 and that they were due to contaminated water. Charity President Johan Khalid, he asserted that the Orang Asli's death were not reported to the police because it's an inconvenience, to say the least. They would have to walk for miles, and so the disease are buried without any report. So he, at the same time, so he insisted that the Orang Asli are suffering from malnutrition due to deforestation.
Meanwhile, the Kelantan State Health Department also discovered 29 cases of respiratory problems among the tribe members. The district police chief said that 119 villagers have been offered treatment.
Yeah, so but Deputy Prime Minister Dr. Wan Azizah Wan Ismail has also come out to say that the government will investigate the allegations of water pollution. And she said that the government is going to look into mining and logging activities in the area and insisted that it'll take stern action against the culprits if the illnesses were really due to water contamination. A minister in the Prime Minister's department, Piwe Thamurthy, has also said that due to the remoteness of the villages, information about the deaths was received late. And he said that he was informed the deaths happened due to migration and that the bodies were buried within the area. So it seems like there's rather a lot of conflicting information floating about. And I guess the problem here is that the Orang Asli in question live in such a remote area that really the information coming out of there, it takes a long time to arrive. And as a result, you know, people actually don't have a very clear understanding here in the capital of what's going on.
Yeah, so I mean, that's definitely a challenge, I think. Having the location of the village is one thing, but also, I mean, some have attributed towards the timing as well. Perhaps it's during the festive season and things are moving a bit slower than usual. But I guess it's again, it's highlighting our attention towards the Orang Asli community. I mean, it has been up spoken about quite a bit, especially not just here, but before in previous elections as well. For example, in Cameron Highlands and so forth.
I hope the government spends more resources on finding out the real reason why these people are ill, and that we will know more later in terms of what caused their deaths. And an excuse that their remote location, to me, is a feeble one.
It's true. This should be something that the government should be able to remedy. And if it doesn't have the information, well, you should go out and get it. Now, in other news as well, the Strata Management Tribunal reported that the number of complaints doubled to almost 5,000 last year. It went from 2,642 in 2016 to just under 5,000 in 2018. And data from the Housing and Strata Management Tribunal showed that most cases brought up for hearing were related to maintenance fee collections.
So, I mean, some of the type of claims that were, you know, some of the types of claims that has been filed is through the joint management body and also parcel owners and non-compliance to the Strata Management Act 2013. So the Housing and Strata Management Tribunal spokesperson told the Malaysian Reserve that the most reported cases, those relating to those outstanding maintenance fee owed by parcel owners to the joint management body. Now, maintenance fee is mainly regulated by the JMB or the joint management body through the sinking fund as outlined in the Strata Management Act 2018. So this money would be used basically to pay for every single services that you have and also maintain all the various car park as well as security elements that you normally see in condominiums.
All the common properties. That's basically, right?
Yes, and it covers condominiums, apartments, and also gated and guarded strata landed property, which has become increasingly common in Malaysia in the last 20 years. Now, what happens when you don't pay your maintenance fee? There is a dispute as to whether a joint management body or management are allowed to disrupt, for example, the water supply of residents who have defaulted on their payments. But the law, which is the Strata Management Act, makes it mandatory for charges and contributions to be paid into this maintenance account and the sinking fund. Mm. And if fees are not paid, the management body will serve a written notice to defaulters demanding payment of the sum within 14 days.
Yeah, so I think at the end of the day, those who don't comply can be charged, either charged a fine, they can be imprisoned, or both. Now, the Housing and Strata Management Tribunal also oversees the Tribunal for Home Buyers Claims, or commonly known as the Home Buyers Tribunal, and they cover complaints relating to a home buyer's claims on losses and other related matters pertaining to the purchase of a home. They have seen a significant downtrend in lodged cases, so at a 26.5% decline, in fact, to just over 1,500 cases for 2018, including claims for house damages as well as a delay in the handover of vacant possession.
So, Minister of Housing and Local Government, Zuraida Kamaruddin, she also added that this was done in attempt to expedite the settlement of backlog of housing disputes. So currently, we're looking at Home Buyers Tribunal with 15 precedents, while the Strata Management Tribunal has about 29 precedents. In 2018, Home Buyers Tribunal resolved 80% of the cases, and between 2016 and 2018, 100% of the case were resolved. So, I mean, this is important, isn't it? I mean, having to, but at the same time, the tough thing here is the implementation of the strata management law. I mean, we see various different mechanisms being implemented, especially independently by the joint management body, for example, the name and shame and so forth. And I mean, looking at one of the penalties, which is to cut the water supply, sounds a bit extreme, but at the same time, without this fee being collected, we see very poor standard of living, especially if you could see some of those low-cost flat and also apartments. You could see how worn down they are.
And I guess this is a larger problem that we're seeing in our society, right? Not just within the housing industry, you know, the fact that residents aren't paying maintenance fees. It's things like PTPTN, borrowers not paying their loans. It is this, for me, it very much feels like the root of this problem is a lack of civic consciousness, because when you are living in a condominium, for example, you have the right and the advantage to take, you know, to enjoy the facilities provided by the condo, but that doesn't come for free. You have to contribute to the maintenance of those facilities, to the reading room, to the swimming pool, or whatever you have within that building, because you are living within that building and you are using those facilities. So it feels, for me, you know, it should be the case that you pay your maintenance fees, just like it should be the case that you pay your PTPTN loans if you did borrow that money in order to fund your education.
The problem with many buyers is that when they buy these strata title properties, they don't realise, or it doesn't enter into their financial calculations, that these maintenance fees are for the duration of the time you own the property. So a month, let's say your monthly maintenance is $200-$300. They don't factor it into their maths when they buy the property. Just think, okay, my monthly installment is $1,005. That's it. They don't realize that the total sum is much more than that, because your outgoings could be $1,007 if you include the maintenance fee, your monthly maintenance fee. As you say, there is this lack of civic consciousness. We are not used to paying for services provided. Mm. And there is some resentment, even in the condo, I used to say, not everybody pays their maintenance fee. And if you don't have everybody contributing, you're right, the building does deteriorate very quickly. But the process to which the GMB has to collect the money used to be very, very onerous. And you're right, they used to cut water. But there were some tenants, unbelievably, I remember, who would go to the swimming pool and use the water at the swimming pool or use the water in the washroom in the swimming pool area and refuse to pay management fees. So all these tribunals are good, because we want quick action. We want residents to realise that there is a penalty. A quick, fast one.
And I think it's not just it's not just an issue of the home dwellers who are, you know, currently residing in those condominiums. It's also the issue of those who are who buys property as an investment. So they don't reside there. Properties are, you know, sometimes vacant. As a result, they don't see the responsibility of contributing towards towards the service fee or maintenance fee. And I think numbers are quite quite a big amount. And then as it goes over the years, I mean, the total amount owed increases quite significantly.
Which is just the point. If you don't like paying maintenance fee, please buy the right house. Don't buy a condominium. Don't buy a flat. Don't buy anything gated and guarded, because all that comes with some costs.
Yeah, but it kind of makes me wonder why aren't people perhaps more aware of the extra costs that come with buying a strata title property? Because this seems like it would be something widely available to discuss, but perhaps that isn't the case. Perhaps, you know, that information isn't quite out there yet. And if so, if that's the case, then that should also be remedied.
Yeah, so and I think this is when Bank Negara is also playing a role, where they want property developers who are selling properties to simplify the contract, I think, to make it more readable. I think that has been brought up, and I think eventually, hopefully with that, it would assist make people more understand, you know, what are the obligations once they get into buying a property.
All right, and it is 7:57. We're coming up on the 8 o'clock news, and after that, we're going to be having the Breakfast Grill, where I'll speak to Harald Heltzel, CEO of BMW Malaysia. So be sure to stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.